Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. I am the floor supervisor in the fraud department. How can I help you?
Yeah, I have this. I check every week my bank statement, and I saw this $67.32, and I look at my notes here. I did not see anything that I purchased yesterday or whatever, and I don't really remember what is this 855-507-8220. So instead of going to my bank, about this, I tried to call, and I was told by the gentleman who answered the phone that it was a membership. I do not agree with membership. And then he said, before that, I signed up a $7 something for survey. No. If I did not do that, that means it's fraudulent. And I have to call my bank with regard to that.
What's your first and last name?
Ethel Phelan. Ethel is my first name. Phelan is my last name.
Okay, and I have ethelphelan@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Can you verify the shipping address?
The shipping address is 44 Prospect Ave in West Haven, Connecticut, 06516.
Okay, thank you so much for verifying. It shows me here there was an offer on March the 7th where you could get a dash cam by paying the shipping and handling, which was $7.95. And you're saying you did not submit that order?
I have to think a little bit because I don't want to just tell that people are just doing that. I am 74 years old and I am in real estate, and I do need some good camera. So there was one that I bought, but then it was sent to me as damage. So that could be the one that was sent to me as damage from Idaho or something, that it went that far and came to me as damage, meaning it's all open. And so I called and I said, you know what, I don't think this is good. So they said that they will replace me. So, I am rethinking of maybe what happened. All right. But then replacing it is different from saying that I am now a member and that you guys can charge me $67.32.
Okay, so I don't see any notes where there was a prior call for this account. So this was ordered on March the 7th, okay? So March the 7th, there was a charge for $7.95 shipping and handling. And on March the 12th, this dash cam was delivered.
Okay, so that's probably it. That is not a fraud, okay? Because I did have that a while back, and I said, this is, seems like a good thing and good price.
Okay.
So I did that, but then it came to me damaged. So I called and said to replace it. So they said yes. But then the 67 and 32 is definitely not mine.
So who did you speak with that said yes? Because I don't see a replacement that has been sent out, and I don't see a prior call. So I don't know who you spoke with about that.
I have no idea, but I knew that I called. But
okay, so it was not, that was not with us. You didn't call here for a replacement. And that 67.32 is billed to you as a membership fee to the gadget store. So in order for you to be able to get the dash cam by only paying shipping, you have to be a member to the store. So I can't process fraud on this account.
No, I certainly do not agree with 67 and 32 cents.
So maybe there, so from what you're describing to me, it sounds like you may have misunderstood the terms of service. It is not a fraudulent account. So even as you're stating, going to your bank, the only thing that the bank does when they dispute a charge, They verify the shipping fee that you did pay. They verify a delivery by the tracking number, and they verify the information on the account, and all the information is pertaining to you. So the bank can't do anything about the charge. It's a valid charge. That you may have misunderstood, yes, but it is valid. Yep. So on my end,
you cannot do that.
I can't help you if you don't allow me to give you the information. So allow me give you all the information, and then I'll allow you to respond. Okay? So through a dispute through your bank, they're not going to be able to do anything about this charge, and I cannot process fraud because it's not fraud. You did order it. You misunderstood, but yes, you did order. So
but
on my end, go ahead.
I had. Is that right?
I didn't hear you, ma'am. Go ahead.
I have the right to cancel. I am the customer. And you put
I never said you couldn't cancel. I didn't say that. So, yes, you already have been canceled out from the subscription. And on my end, all I can do is a customer courtesy of 50%, and we leave the account as canceled. So that's the courtesy that I can extend to you.
No, the courtesy should be giving me back, refunding
me. No, ma'am, you placed the order, so it's a valid charge.
There was no order in being
buying and paying the shipping and handling fee is placing an order. That's what that means. You placed an order, you paid the shipping, and you received it. So, yes, you did place an order.
Not the 67.32 cents.
That's attached to that order.
Attached to that order. You have to...
It's in the terms of service. You have to read that before you're putting your card information in online.
No, a lot of people are just going forward.
I can't speak about anybody else. All I can help you with is your account.
No, a lot of you are the same. You know, that's a shame.
Read the terms of service, ma'am, before you place an order. So this is not a fraudulent account.
Let's see about that.
I mean, as I stated, ma'am, you're able to do what you would like. The bank's not going to refund you because you paid the shipping.
That is my right. I can cancel, and therefore, when I cancel, you have to return.
No, ma'am.
In your terms, it did not say that you cannot cancel, that I could not cancel. When I don't like what I see.
I never said you couldn't cancel. You're already canceled.
When did I cancel? I just canceled.
Before you called into the fraud department, the previous agent that you spoke with canceled the subscription that you signed up for. So you no longer have a subscription. What I'm telling you on my end is this is not fraud. Fraud would mean somebody else used your card, somebody else paid the shipping fee, it got sent to a different address. That's fraud. When someone else uses your card. But when you use your card and you pay shipping, that's not fraud.
When did I cancel it?
You canceled today when you spoke with a prior agent. The agent that you spoke to that transferred you to me canceled your subscription so that you don't get billed next month.
So this 67 is actually a monthly thing?
Yes. You would have been billed monthly. That's what subscription means.
Yeah, and I didn't really see it.
I know you didn't read it, ma'am, but it is provided right before you put your card information in. We can't process an order without you accepting the terms of service.
Okay, send me the term that I signed.
Go back to the site, ma'am. I can't send anything via email, so you'll have to go back onto the site to see that.
What is the site?
Ma'am, the same site that you used when you placed the order.
Well, I don't have it now. I don't know who took it out. Give me right now while I'm talking to you.
PerfectDiscountSupply.com.
PerfectDiscountSupply.com?
Yes. As soon as you open up the page, you can scroll all the way down to where it says Terms of Service. Just click on that, and it'll give you all the details that I just explained to you. Contact information, website information, everything.
And my name should be there?
No, you're not taking a look at the order that you placed. You're going to the site to read the terms of service that you requested.
Okay, I'll look into that.
Okay, so I have canceled out fraud. This would not be fraudulent. And then I processed that courtesy for you. You'll have to wait 3 to 5 business days, and you'll need to wait on an email confirmation.
Okay, I'll wait for that.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day. Bye-bye.